This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, August 19th. God's word to you today is submitted. Our scripture reading is taken from Job 23, verse 14, and it says, "So he will do to me whatever he has planned. He controls my destiny." We have to submit to the process and let God expunge Egypt out of us. I have seen where curses are actually broken, but the pattern of behavior continued. I have seen demons expelled out of somebody, but the person kept behaving the same way. Why? It is because in the period they were under the curse, they had gotten used to a pattern of behavior. Now the curse is broken. They are supposed to change, but they still continue in the old ways. This is why some people seem to be going around in circles. But from today and forever, the curse that is broken remains broken. Your pattern of behavior has to change, because who you are becoming is more important than what you are desiring. I need you to write this down and put it before you, because it will help you get through. It will encourage you to stay on course. God will have to take you through that process, because who you are becoming is more important than what you are desiring. You desire the promised land, and it is God's will for you. God wants to give you the promised land. But who you are when you enter the promised land is more important than the promised land. So God has to take you through the process of expunging Egypt out of you. I have told you stories of how my pastor helped me, right? If I did not receive his help, I probably would not be where I am today. Over the period I sat under him, he consistently poured himself over me. When he challenged me to do what I'm doing today, I thought he was crazy. I acknowledge that there is a legitimate place for laying on of hands in our journey as Christians. However, as long as the church keeps depending on the laying on of hands alone to make all their troubles go away, the shame will continue. We all need help at some point, but what is released from within is greater than what is impacted from without. Impartation is great because it is a catalyst, but what is released from within is far greater. So we must stop looking for someone who will make all our problems go away by the laying on of hands. If you are planted in God's house, you'll hear his word, and God will use his people to impact you and release you. You can liken it to a wood that already has gasoline poured on it. All that wood needs is a match, and when it comes in contact with that match, it will keep burning until Jesus comes. Which is why being planted is so important. If you are planted, God will nurture you to greatness. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, have your way in my life. I surrender all to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.